Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Speaking of Green. I'm your hostess, Beth Bond, curator of sustainable news at Southeast Green, and today I'm so excited. You know I always get excited about my guests, but I'm really excited about this because today we're going to talk about a product that's not even available on the shelves yet, but will be very soon. We're talking with Bob Hawkinson, who is the creator of Weed Reseed. And Bob, tell us how you got into this business.
Yeah, hey Beth. So I've been in the landscape business for 33 years, and we lay a lot of mulch. So as we've done bag mulch over the years, we would go into a lot of these jobs, and you might wind up with 50, 60, 100 bags of material left over. And I thought, boy, this got to be a better way. This just seems like a waste because, you know, we were aware that you can't recycle those bags, and they just head to the landfills, and we thought, there's got to be a better way. So my landscape background has brought me to this, and we figured out a better way to do it.
All right. Well, let's hear that better way.
Okay. So what we've done is we've taken the packaging and what we call purposeful packaging. We've made the package itself part of the product. So we've been working with a lot of people over the last 4 or 5 years to develop some proprietary blends of plastics that are soil degradable, and they break down microbially, so they're reduced by microbial activity, and soil degradable. So it's what happens is you take the package with the mulch in it. It's got a perforation system. You just open the perf system, you fold it out flat, you push the material over, and you leave the bag in place. And then you overlap as you continue to go on, and you're basically installing a biodegradable weed barrier, a soil degradable weed barrier, as you install the mulch. So you're not having to go out and try and buy any other weed cloth. And when you get ready to do it again next year, you just continue on because the bag will soil degrade.
Well, that's actually brilliant. So can I tell you that? That's brilliant. Much sense, right? This is exciting.
Yeah,
I knew
you know,
it was
one of those things. Yeah. It's one of those things where, you know, you show it and I'm almost embarrassed because you do it and it's almost so obvious, but and it looks so simple, but it has taken a long time to figure out how to make this obvious and simple. It's been quite a journey.
Well, and clearly, I know that our audience is going to have lots of questions about the plastic, and we don't want you to give away proprietary information. But you know, normally plastic doesn't what happens is it doesn't biodegrade; it just falls apart and becomes even smaller pieces of plastic, which is a big concern about watersheds and things like that going out to the ocean. So tell us how this actually biodegrades.
So that's a great question. It is microbially reduced. Basically, it's eaten. And what drives the degradation rate is temperature and moisture. So the warmer it is and the more moisture, you're going to have higher microbial activity, and it'll degrade the bag. So in drier climates, they're going to move a little slower. In wetter, hotter climates, they'll degrade a little faster. But the goal is from what we can estimate, there's about 2 billion plastic bags in the U.S. every year that wind up going to landfills, and a lot of them wind up in oceans and waterways. You know, it blows out of the back of a truck into a ditch, which happens a lot more than you would ever think, because while I've been doing this, I'm like eagle eye for watching for mulch bags on the side of the road. If you go on my website, you can see on the one page, there's a lot of photographs of mulch bags just all over the place to being disposed of, and it's really, really big math, and for whatever reason, the world kind of hadn't taken notice, and I think we've kind of put them on notice now. I think the world's starting to wake up and go, hey, I think there's a better way.
Absolutely, and actually, your timing couldn't be more perfect because, people are, 7 years ago when we started Southeast Green, they're like, what, huh? And now it's like, oh, yeah, of course. So
yeah,
I was just 7 years too early. So
But you were somebody, just right on time. So see, you
that's
were,
right.
You were
somebody
market
said.
Leader.
That's right. Someone said early is on time. So, but yeah. So I think that you're really. So I'm a little curious about. So people, I know people are sort of going to be curious about, like, well, it can be eaten by microbes, but does it hurt the microbes? Does it help the microbes? Is it just neutral impact?
Well, I'm working with a chemist who's on actually the board of the Bioplastics Institute that sets the standards for ISO and anisite degradation of bioplastics. No soil toxicity, so there's soil non-toxicity. Basically, the outputs are carbon dioxide and water, so they're eaten and they degrade. So as you said earlier, what happens a lot of times with these films and these plastics is they fracture. And they turn into thousands of little pieces that get into the waterways and the streams. I guess you keep reading about the ocean plastic pollution and that it's a slurry is what they're running into. And then the fish eat it and the larger it works its way up the food chain and back to on our dinner tables, right? So it's degraded and it's actually, like I said, it's soil non-toxicity.
So that's really cool. So tell us about the mulch. You know, is it organic or?
So what can happen is this product itself could have just about any brand of mulch in it. It could be there's actually a couple different applications. One of the coolest ones that I like is for gardens and backyard gardens and growing areas. So if you had soils or compost. You just split the bag flat, you lay it out, spread the material, and then you plant right through the bag. So the bag holds moisture, helps block weeds, reduces herbicides, and at the end of your growing season, you just till it in. And so you just keep going. So it's a real neat way. We're mimicking what they've been doing in agriculture for a lot of years now, where you'll go out and see the strawberry growers where they lay plastic and use that to block weeds and hold moisture, and we've done that at a smaller level for the retail market space.
That's awesome. That is really cool. So basically, you're going to be selling to the guys who make the mulch.
Correct. And so what we would look to do is license to folks within the industry. You know, one of the things, if you go to any of these big box stores, you go to any of the hardware stores you see in garden centers, and if you look at the mountains of pallets that they have of bagged mulch, just know that every bag that's being installed is just being thrown away, and it's not purposeful packaging. That stuff goes to the landfills, and it's, you know, those plastics don't degrade. They're there. And so I think it's what we're trying to do is make a big impact by getting the product out there in as many venues as we can.
That's awesome. And so then, so for our audience, you know, our audience wants to use organic, non-toxic, you know, mulch and stuff like that.
Sure.
So we're just going to have to wait until you can tell us, like, okay, this organic brand is using our bags to be able to get the double.
Absolutely. And we're getting a lot of interest right now, and it's a matter of time. We're really close on a lot of fronts right now. It's going to be very soon because the market is demanding it. I get multiple emails every week, people asking where they can buy the product, and so we're in talks with a couple of licensees right now in the U.S. and Canada, and we expect very soon that we'll be in market.
Awesome. And we'll look forward to putting that press release up on the site. There's another sort of part of the story here, which is the California drought. So tell us how this, besides the fact that you're going to clearly need less water, and how this is sort of playing in with the story of the drought out in California.
Yeah, absolutely. We think we're the perfect fit. We were recently honored to win an innovation competition by a group called Think Beyond Plastic, and we won the most innovative emerging business. And so what they do is they help mentor us and coach and run us through their business accelerator, and we actually get the opportunity to pitch to investors at the end of that process. So we were honored to be selected as one of the winners, and there was about 100, I think it was 120 or 140 companies from around the country and the world that submitted. So we thought that was kind of an interesting thing. But what's happening in California is they're encouraging people to replace their lawn and lose the lawn programs and those sort of things. So ours is really sort of the perfect fit for that. We really make it easy enough for the consumer to do it themselves. So as they put our materials down, it'll sit there and block the weeds as a mechanical weed barrier. And it's simple to install. It's, you know, the beauty of our product too is you may decide just to do the corner, the side of the house this month, you know what I mean, and maybe the back next month, and you can do it in stages because we're in incremental pieces. So it allows you to work at your own speed, or if you want to do the whole thing at once, you can do that too. But in addition to all that, we don't have any plastic waste that's going to the dump. We reduce herbicide usage, so we're actually Honeybee and Other Pollinator Act compliant. One of the recently passed in November last year. So it's really all good stuff. It's all very environmentally sound stuff. But I tell you what's great about it is that it's just easier. It helps block the weeds. The people feel good about not having to put a mountain of plastic bags on the side of the road and have them blow all over or put them in the garbage. So it's really better for the environment, and it's better for the consumer because it's just very simple to do.
Right. I mean, it sounds, I mean, of course it's simple, right? Just cut the bag open and let it go.
Well, you don't even have to cut it. We have an opening system on it that even makes that easier.
So it's a win-win-win-win-win-win.
Right? We think so.
Yeah. Not that we're biased or anything.
Yeah, no. We do have 4 utility patents, so we've had patents issued on this, and we're ready to go. We've been doing a lot of research, a lot of effort, and a lot of time spent to perfect the product, and we're hope to, like I say, very soon to be in market space.
That's awesome. And in place, I'm originally from Florida, and it just. Although I like to brag because we did stop in Alabama in between Florida and Georgia. And I just know how landscaped Florida is, right, between the golf courses and, you know, all these beautiful homes and everything. It really is an amazing thing. So I know that you've seen a need for it. Like, there's other parts of the country that aren't just as, I mean, it just feels like you get to Florida and everything's cultivated. So clearly you understand this space better than you know, most people do. Do you see other applications for the landscaping by using this material? I mean, are there other things that are sort of coming down the road?
Yes, we actually have some other products that we do. So for what we do for organic mulches, we use the bioplastic soil degradable bags because let's say you put down a standard weed cloth, and it's a lot of work to do that. And next year, let's say you want to mulch again. What happens is you start building up this layer of almost humus on top of the material, and all of a sudden the weeds just start growing on top of the weed cloth, right? So it doesn't really work well for organic mulches. Standard weed cloth, where ours does, because every year when you're relaying it, you're putting down a new layer because it's being microbially reduced. However, for inorganic mulches such as rock, shell, sand, rubber mulches, those sort of things, we use a bag made of weed cloth. It's a number 5 recyclable, and the bag itself is ultrasonically sealed, so you just peel the bag, and it works just like the standard organic mulch bag. You just push the rock over the bag, and you overlap it, and you just keep going. And there's no waste, there's no cutting, you're not trying to deal with spools of material and those sort of things. So we get a lot of people real excited and hoping we're getting to market soon on that, which we should be. Another thing that can do with that, which we call an eco boundary, is we can set a rock border around a building really easily and quick. You're not wheelbarrowing rock in, you're not having to cut weed cloth, you're able to build an 18-inch border really easy, and that helps keep backsplash off the, you know, from mud and stuff splashing onto the siding. It creates a beautiful border. You know, all the bug guys around here tell everybody to keep the organic mulch off the side of the house, so this is an easy way to do it, and it's fast, and it's, when you install it, it's beautiful.
Right. Well, and yeah, the pest control business has just changed measurably with every, you know, thing becoming more, people being more sensitive about the toxins they're laying down. And I know that we've actually got a guy that we partner with here, and he's always like, yeah, move everything off the walls of the house. So the rock thing
right. And
sounds perfect, right? Because it makes it easy. And
it is.
And it sounds like...
And there's a lot of folks, there's a lot of... Go ahead.
I was just going to say, it makes it sound like a homeowner can install it too. This one too.
Oh no, absolutely. This is all designed for the homeowner, the retail market to sort of make their life easier in a much more simple method. The other thing that happens when you set that 18-inch rock border, there's a lot of folks who will use that as sort of a zone where they can apply their, if they have a green type materials that they want to use for pellets and those sort of things. It sets up a beautiful area to do that in. So a lot of people tell us that they like that. So it really enhances the beauty of the home, and it also provides a solution for a lot of different things.
So basically, I mean, I see this, and I'm assuming that you would see this too. I mean, this could just totally revolutionize the way mulch is packaged. Like, in the end, this will become like the, you know, like the duh. Like, of course, all mulch should be packaged.
That's what we think.
Yeah.
that's our goal. Yes, that is definitely our goal. And it's coming. I can tell you that we just get nothing but positive comments from folks, and people are real excited and happy to know we're going to be there available soon. So I think it's going to do well because it makes sense. It just, you know, a lot of times when you look at green products, people are a little scared of them, and you know, does it work as well, or does it perform? You know, this actually does better than most of the options that you have right now because of ease of installation and the benefits to the environment. So we're thrilled, we're excited, and the market response from folks has just been really, really positive.
Right. Well, let's give folks an opportunity, like if they want more information or if they want to be put on a wait list or something like that, where can they get more information? Or if they want to, you know, buy it for their mulching business.
Yes. So we are, the website they can go to is weed, W-E-E-D, reseed, R-E-C-E-D-E.com. So it's weedreseed.com.
Okay. And then they can contact you there or get on the list or whatever.
Yes, our contact information is on there, and they can contact us there. Absolutely.
Super.
And if they tell you, if they want, if they go to their garden store manager or center and, you know, ask for us by name, and the more that happens, the more quickly we get to market.
Right. Well, I'm on the site right now, and it's, there's so many things we haven't touched upon, like, you know, that you're participating in. I think we talked about the pollinators, but the eco boundary and color pocket and things like that. So there's a lot of information on the site where people can get a broader understanding of how to use this.
Yeah, absolutely. There's multiple products, multiple applications within the landscape, and we show those there. A lot of little short videos that give you a feel for what it's doing and how, and I think it's a good source of information as you scroll through. And like I say, if you go to the page with the plastic bag waste, it's just amazing how many bags are sitting on people's curbs being thrown away. It's really staggering. And this plastic, Yeah, these bags are a lot of plastic. They're typically between 3 and 4, sometimes 5 bags per pound of plastic. So there is a real high volume of plastic being used in this industry for those products. That it's single-use plastic bags. They get used once and they get tossed.
Yeah. So, well, great. Hey, Bob, I really appreciate your time. This, you know, goes by so fast. And we are going to look forward to hearing about your progress and your growth. And thank you so much for bringing this to market, because this really does solve a challenge.
Thank you for all your support, Beth.
Okay. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. You know, I love the products. I love the products. And I love this product because it is, I mean, I just think of all the people I know who are doing recycling, and, you know, you think about cities and landfills and that challenge, and I'm like, great, something else you really don't have to throw away. How awesome is that? So we really thank Bob for his time today. And next week we're going to be talking to the Atlanta Beltline folks. We're going to get caught up to what they're doing. And so we'll look forward to that. We'll be on at 9:30 a.m. Wednesday morning, the 24th. No, 26th. So anyway, check the site for more information. We're signing out with Jeff Hicks and the Heretics, Life's a Peach.